Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, hour 3. It's a Friday live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Andy Reid in about 35, 40 minutes. My buddy Mark Sanchez, Fox Sports analyst. Decade in the NFL. He went to a very prominent school. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called USC. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. So let's just, don't you think it's kind of interesting, Mark? I gotta be honest, I love it. Don't you think it's kind of interesting that other unnamed conferences paid players forever, but now that it's legal...
No, they would never do that.
And that USC can legally pay players. Don't you know, sense a little bit? The greatest compliment is when somebody is a little fearful of you.
Oh, of course.
Don't you feel like college football? Miami and USC, everybody's a little... Those guys can... Go out and pay now, too? Wait a minute.
I just love the positive PR for USC on the show. It's I mean, are you a booster? A social booster?
First of all, certainly could be if I chose to be.
I heard that the other day.
Now, I will say this. I don't want to taunt Oklahoma because that's a great program. They're going to a bunch of games.
Great
Not
program.
As many as USC, but nonetheless. Just to say this. Have you been around Lincoln Riley yet?
Oh, yeah.
Like that dude.
He's awesome. He's got something to him. He's got some juice to him. Like, he's got a magnetic personality. You want to learn from him. You want to listen to him. Guys gravitate to him, and it's obvious. But it's just nice that the playing field's even, right? Like, you can go compete with these SEC schools, and now we're on par with them. Although it's, you know, these collectives that are being created to make sure everybody gets a little piece of the action and all that. Like, I don't know where this ever stops. Right, these bidding wars and stuff for players, and guaranteeing a specific amount of NIL money, and if I'm unhappy, I'm just going to hit the portal because I'm not guaranteed enough, and I don't know. It's the wild, wild west right now, but SC's dishing out some cash and figuring it out.
NCAA is going to create a task force. I've said before, I do think you need guardrails. Even in the NFL, you have a trading deadline, and you have free agents. Yep. Period.
Like a window to transfer, or specific months, like the European soccer leagues, or whatever, like, you know, January and June, like, okay, this is when it happens, and it'd probably help the coaches too.
I'll throw this out to you. If I was the NCAA, I'd say you cannot transfer from Labor Day to the last regular season game.
Oh, okay.
You can't transfer. Let's not compromise the regular season.
Right.
If you want to leave for a bowl game, go for it. But right. Does that seem fair to you?
That's pretty fair. I think that's fair because, you know, and the unfortunate thing too with this portal is you never get the Clay Matthews. You never get the guy who shows up, you know, 190 pounds soaking wet and then becomes this amazing Hall of Fame player in the course of his career at USC and then onto the NFL. You just never get that guy who grinds it out, who sits behind John David Booty and learns behind Matt Leinart. You know, now there's only one guy in the quarterback room. So
okay, here's my guardrails on the NIL. Because we're concerned about programs, and they are, paying for high school players.
Exactly.
We don't want bidding wars. You cannot have an NIL deal until the very completion of your freshman year. So it's built for sophomores and juniors can make as much as you want. We're not. No college freshman is selling jerseys. Let's even Reggie Bush as a freshman was not selling.
I don't know. He sold a couple.
But you can't be paid until you're out of high school, 1 year completed.
Mm.
I also think that would benefit everybody. The last thing you want to do is have a high school player making more than seniors.
And it's happening.
It's not great. I don't think it's great for locker room chemistry.
No,
okay, let's move
good.
To the end of the NFL. Mark Sanchez joining us. I defended Ryan Tannehill this week. Mm-hmm. I said he's a sneaky 34. He lost a home playoff game. They draft Malik Willis. I do not think, unlike linebackers or receivers, there's one starting quarterback.
Exactly right.
I do not believe it's your job as an employee to groom your replacement.
Correct.
And everybody pushed back on that.
No, it's not his job. But here's the problem. The question is such a loaded question. And you really can't answer it yes or no definitively. Like he would have been better served, in my opinion, if he'd never said yes or no. But he just said, hey, it's my job to go out there, win ball games. If I'm playing well, and Malik is learning from me, then we're all winning here.
Good answer.
You know, we're, you know, if he's learning from me, that means I'm doing something right on the field. That means we're winning ball games. But don't forget now, Ryan Tannehill put this team in that first place spot, right? He got him to the top seed without Henry. So he was hurt most of the season.
Yeah, he was.
So he played well. He just laid an egg in the playoff game at home, top seed, and they blew it. And he threw three picks and he had a rough day at the office. So now there's like all this doubt and question. And then once he said those remarks, because if you say, no, it's not my job, now you're just a complete jerk. Wow, you're not about the team. You're not, you know, and you become this villain. If you say yes, oh, I'm happy to help him and, you know, I'll do whatever he needs and it's all about the team, then you're a complete pushover. You're not competitive enough and it's like you're passing the baton already and you're lowering expectations. So what is it? You know, you lose both ways and it's really unfortunate. That question is silly and I don't think anybody should have to answer it. You really don't. You could take the answer wherever you want and just say, hey, I got to go play well. That's my job. And, you know, hopefully he can learn some things along the way because that means I'm playing well.
Interesting. Arizona went out and got Hollywood Brown in a trade for Kyler.
Mm-hmm.
And the Eagles went out and got A.J. Brown for Jalen Hurts. How long, when you were with, like, let's Jets, and they mm-hmm. either drafted, inherited, trade for a receiver?
Yeah, we got Braylon Edwards, we got Santonio.
How long should I expect Jalen and A.J. Brown, because he's a stud,
to have some chemistry?
Week one, yeah.
I
boom.
I know where you're going. Depends how good he is. And
really?
Braylon and Tone were really good.
Really?
So it didn't, you know, their catch radius was so big. Their, you know, their closing speed on the ball, they had like an extra gear. They could look at the ball. And if you overthrew them, they could grind it out and hit that fifth gear, sixth gear, and then go catch the ball. Like dig a couple more steps and then go catch the ball. And I'd never experienced guys like that before. And so, you know, a guy like A.J. Brown, just put it near him, you know.
Right.
And he's that good. And it's going to make, you know, Jalen Hurts look even better and boost his confidence because he'll bail him out. He's going to bail him out with a couple great catches every game. That guy's capable of making a great catch. And that completion changes everything. One first down, one field goal, one, you know, moving the chains one time can change your entire season. You know, those things, it's that small. the margin for error, and he's going to have the benefit of a big catch radius, a big body guy, guys who's got top end speed. That's going to be fun to watch.
So I'll throw this to you. I said earlier today that when you work with somebody really talented in any industry, you're not going to like everybody you work with.
Correct.
I've been in this business 25 years. Some people I don't connect with, but when they're really talented, my feeling was always, I'm going to do the best I can to make it work, because when they leave me, if they flourish with another talk show host, mm-hmm. and I couldn't work with them, I look bad.
Sure.
Like Coward can't even work. He's great. So my takeaway, Baker and OBJ, because another story came out today where it was uglier than people think, is that Baker, once Stafford worked with him, it really made Baker look like it hurt him. It hurt him.
He's Stafford's special, but okay.
Okay, and he is. But is that, and I guess the question moving forward, not to pick on Baker, is college, high school, or pro, was there ever a target with you where your personalities weren't great, it didn't work, but your thing was like, hey, man, receivers are big personalities.
Yeah.
I got to make it work. Did you have those?
I mean, I got along with pretty much everybody. I'm a pretty easygoing guy. But, I mean, I don't know if, you know, Braylon and I or Santonio and I listened to, like, the same music, or, like, we didn't always hang out at the same places and stuff. Like, we weren't, like, best buds. But, I mean, these guys are really good players. I'm going to make it work, whatever they need, you know. If it's if they're picking the restaurant and that's not my favorite type of food, whatever. I don't care.
But that's something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the better the player is, you give them a little more leeway to be themselves, because you know they're going to perform. And whatever you got to do to get them to Sunday when they're that talented, it doesn't matter. Whatever you got to do, just get them to Sunday.
Yeah.
And they're going to help your team. But it really is unfortunate. I don't know where Baker goes now. I really don't. There's like this cloud hanging over the poor guy. I'm like, you know, I feel for him in a lot of ways. Like, you know, he had a deal done, ready to go to Carolina, and then that fell through. Then they get the kid from Ole Miss, and
done.
That door's closed. People keep saying Seattle, and Seattle's been, you know, vocal about, hey, you know, we don't want him. I don't know where he goes. I really don't.
Well, and Mark, think about this. This was a bad crop of college quarterbacks.
Right.
Next year they project 6 first-round quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So if he's struggling now, those teams have already earmarked the draft.
Yeah, it doesn't get any prettier for him. I don't – it's really too bad, too, because, I mean, he's oozing with talent.
He has talent.
You know, first overall pick. He's a Heisman Trophy winner. He took his team to a playoff game, won a playoff game. Like, he's done some special stuff in this league, and last year he was just so banged up. You know, you almost had to – he couldn't – take himself out, but you almost had to protect him from himself, because he's going to like grind it out so hard that it's almost a detriment to himself. You know what I mean?
Oh, like totally.
He, you literally have to drag that guy off the field. He's that competitive. And I mean, you just hope he gets somewhere to make it work. Even if he's got to go somewhere and be a backup for a year, I know that's not his personality. And I don't think obviously he's not going to like that, but I don't know if that's beneficial for the team. Because he's such a big personality, such a strong, you know, presence.
He's a hard guy to be a backup.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Like Cam, you know,
just
was like Cam. That.
I was just gonna say Cam.
By the way, I always said with Tebow.
Because it comes with a lot. You know?
A lot.
Yeah. And good, right, wrong, indifferent, good, bad. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. It's just a lot, and it sends kind of mixed messages to the team. Like, who's really our guy?
So we just had the draft. Final question. We just had the draft. And, you know, you young guys, you come in first camp, and once you were established as the starting quarterback for the Jets, how many practices did it take, it like camp, mm-hmm. when you would look at a draft pick and either go to a buddy,
oh,
woo, that dude can't play, or, I don't know, it doesn't.
Sometimes it was just one practice.
Whoa!
Just like, you see him do something, and granted, certain guys couldn't even get lined up. But, like, you literally walk him to where he's supposed to go and tell him exactly what he's supposed to do. Because once he knows what to do and where to be, I mean, you're just like, whoa. You kind of look at the coaches like, did you see that? Because that was a bad throw, and he got that ball. Did you catch it? Okay, good. We're good. But you know what's interesting is this week, you can't really be with the team. I remember getting drafted, and I was staying at the W, like, in Times Square.
Yeah.
And we'd have to go up to, not NYU, what's the Ivy League school in Manhattan.
Oh, Columbia.
Columbia. I went to Columbia to go throw with Leon Washington, Dustin Keller, Stuckey, and Jericho Cotri because I couldn't go to the facility. So, like, I'm a Jet, but I'm not because I can't really go there other than my press conference to hold up the jersey with Mr. Johnson. And then you got to leave the facility. You can't work out here. You can't throw here.
Because you didn't have your contract signed?
Yeah, like, it was some weird thing. You can't go there until rookie minicamp. And so I'm throwing with those guys for a week randomly, and those guys are driving from New Jersey all the way out there. And we'd work out, then I'd go back to the W in Times Square. And then we finally had rookie minicamp, and then you can actually get in the building. So this first week is really strange of being drafted. You're kind of floating. You're like an amoeba, and you don't have any real identity. Like, you're the quarterback, but you can't go in your own office.
Right.
It's kind of weird.
I want to bring this around back to USC. Listen, they're a topic. It's a transfer portal. So I try to explain this. We have two NFL teams now in the city. We didn't in your time.
Right.
But it's hard to – I try to explain this for years about Miami and USC are two of the only college football powers that are in pro sports towns.
Right.
And so when USC was rolling, and I do think Lincoln Riley thought about this, the Olympics are here. The NFL is here. It's big.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember during your USC career, like, take people to maybe your first start or the first big game, maybe it was Ohio State, that just what the Coliseum is like.
Oh, that place rocks now. It is. Just walking down the tunnel, and I would always, like, put my hand against the stone wall as I'd walk through and almost, like, in a way, I was trying to, like, channel all the greatness that has been in that stadium because Coach Carroll would preach that to us, and he'd take us there at night our visit. We played football with, like, all the recruits that were on their weekend visit with – it was, like, DeSean Jackson and, like, all these other players. And we'd literally play a football game in the Coliseum at night, and he'd light up the torch and, like, bring everybody in tight and be like, do you realize what's going on here? Like, Olympics – the Pope has spoken here. Like, there is greatness that's on this field right here where you're standing, and you're going to be a chapter in that. You get to have a part of this history, this rich tradition that is USC, that is the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. It's big time, and you feel it, man. And Coach Carroll's big thing was like, we're going to let him in the tunnel. We're going to lock the damn door. And they don't get to leave till we beat their ass. And then we'll kick their sorry asses out down the road. But that was like, you know, that was like his thing. And it was, you know, you took it personal. Like, this is our home. Like, you don't mess with our spot. And to see 90,000 rocking like that, I can remember as a redshirt freshman, I would notice it more because when I was playing, you're so focused, you don't think about it. But the Fresno State game, that back and forth game, Reggie putting the ball behind his back on the sideline. That was like right where we were standing and watching all that unfold. And then the place just erupts. And, you know, the fourth quarter when they light the torch, and it's the best. It's the best place in the world, man. It's so special. And I'm, you know, grateful to play there.
All right, Mark Sanchez, Fox Sports, NFL analyst. It's great seeing you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Time out.
Good to see you, man.
You're calling the Stars, Panthers, USFL game.
Let's go, baby. How about my man Paxton Lynch? It was good to see him play well last week. Got 16 points in the first quarter, and then he sprained his ankle. So,
well, all these quarterbacks, I've seen all of them. They were all prominent college quarterbacks.
Correct.
So they can all play.
They can definitely play, but it was just good to see Paxton, like, he looked like he was in command. He looked like he was, you know, for more or less back, you know. I remember him as a rookie in Denver. He was a great kid. We drafted him in Denver the year I was there that Trevor Siemian started.
Yeah.
But it was fun to watch him, and we'll see what happens.
Great seeing you.
Yes, sir. You too.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Car breaks down, go to CarShield.com. Hook up with CarShield.com/herd. Call 800-391-8888. Save 10%. No headaches, no hassles. Sign up. Car repairs, much less expensive. Good to have you in today. Andy Reid's going to stop by. I know the rest of you got as many goosebumps and chills when Mark Sanchez told that USC story as I did. I know even people in Oklahoma probably said, we've got to admit it. It's a very good job. It's very exciting. And so that's how I'm going to head into the weekend. I'm shutting the phone off here in about an hour and a half.
You are so close.
And I'm just shutting it down. And I want that Mark Sanchez USC story to just hover
cover
upstairs.
You.
Goosebumps.
You're going to go to the actual Coliseum.
I am.
You are. That's pretty cool.
You know what? Can you grab,
synergy.
Can I take like a pocket knife and put some USC stuff somewhere? I mean, seriously, there's two Coliseums in the world that matter. One in Rome, one down the street here. Alex with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Kyrie Irving's unvaccinated status was the headline surrounding the Nets for most of last season. He was able to return to the court full time after the New York City mandate was lifted, but dealt with a lot of backlash over his decision not to get vaccinated. And he spoke about how his team handled that situation and how he felt about the criticism.
When we got into training camp, in San Diego, I was not expecting, you know, a mandate to be brought down in a way that it wasn't going to allow me to play at all. Like, you know, I had the opportunity to play away games still, but there was no plan in place. There was no vision of like how it's going to work for our team. And I think that really impacted not just me, but a lot of people. So, you know, just had to sit in that hot seat for a little bit and deal with it, man. Life of a martyr, bro.
All right. People like their star players. David Falk said this earlier. People, I am under this impression too. When you work for big corporations, you have to give some of yourself back, right? Like if you want to own your own company, you do your own thing when you want to do. If you work for somebody, and there's a line here. I mean, you can say, hey, that's too much. I'm not comfortable.
Yep.
You do have to give something back. You have to sacrifice something if you're working for a company that is promoting you and marketing you. These NBA teams market their players. They spend a lot of money on that.
Yeah.
So I believe as a pro athlete, it can't all be about you, or as a talk show host. If they're heavily promoting you on billboards, and I'm heavily promoted by Fox or iHeart, there are things you have to go on sales calls or help them. With Kyrie, he's basically like, you know, I'm not going to take one for the team here. And listen, I'm not a mandate guy. So
Yeah. I'm not. You know, it's America. You've got your liberty and your choices. But I do think when you play for a team, there are sacrifices I think you have to make.
You have to. I'm with you on this. I have a hard time with him calling himself a martyr. I'm going to give you a definition of what a martyr is. A person who sacrifices something of great value and especially life itself for the sake of principle, a martyr to the cause of freedom. I think it's a bit extreme for him to put himself in that situation. You make millions of dollars to play a game that is also a business. As you said, businesses have rules. If you choose not to follow the rules, then you don't get to participate in the business.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is. It's the way life works.
Carson Wentz went unvaxxed, and it was a big reason he was in the doghouse day one with the Colts. Like, you can make that decision, but there is a possibility if things go sideways during the campaign, they'll move off you, and they did. So now he goes to a much more dysfunctional team in Washington, a much worse roster, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So that's a decision. Now, he's free to make that choice.
Yes.
But, you know, there again, I just think it comes down to if you're part of a collective or a team and you're being represented by somebody, a team or a business like Fox, that's marketing me and paying for all that expense.
Millions.
There are going to be some sacrifices. I'm going to have to get on the phone with a client. I'm going to have a lunch with an occasional advertiser. Uh-huh. Like, that's the game. You got to give a little back. Not everything. You have a right to their lines. I'm not going to cross. But I thought Kyrie kind of bailed on his team.
He did. You make your choices, and you got to take your consequences. Whatever your choice is, because it is your choice. All right, moving on. The Lakers are searching for their next head coach, and the organization has been consulting Phil Jackson during the process. But not everybody is excited about that. According to Sam Amick of The Athletic, some powerful people close to the Lakers aren't thrilled that Jackson has a voice in the coaching decision, especially when he has no formal position with the franchise. Now, they haven't said who exactly those powerful people are, but there is a quote from 2016 where Phil mentions LeBron likes special treatment.
Yeah.
So my guess would be it might be someone from LeBron's camp.
Yeah.
LeBron.
Yeah. LeBron's camp was offended. I don't remember. It was 8 or 9 years ago by something Phil Jackson had said publicly in an article about LeBron, and they took exception to it. So whether you agree or not with that debate, LeBron's camp and Phil Jackson do not work in harmony.
No.
So the fact that this story is out there is, are the Lakers sending a message that it's our franchise, we're taking it back? Or maybe LeBron's camp put it out there to make the Lakers look bad. I don't know. I don't have the answers here. But I, maybe this is a very hard story to keep private. Mm-hmm. But my projection on this is it is aggravating LeBron's camp, because they've never seen Phil Jackson as a supportive of their team. Like, there's LeBron's got, like, his guys, four or five guys. I know them all. They're all good guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, my takeaway is this is not sitting well with LeBron and his guys. Guessing, don't know this.
Yeah.
So, somebody put it out there, and I just wish the Lakers, I mean, the Rams make these big moves. None of them go public.
No, doesn't need to be.
All the Lakers stuff goes public. Always. And I just don't like running a business that way.
No, but again, I understand. Why wouldn't the Lakers consult someone who brought them 5 championships, has 11 total as a coach? He's coached some of the greatest players in the world. I don't necessarily see a full issue with it. And a little bit of conflict, you know, never really hurt someone.
Yep.
All right, moving on. The USFL has announced a change to their rules. Starting this weekend, they will be a running clock after incomplete passes during the first and third quarters. The goal is to shorten the average length of the games with the hope of keeping them under 3 hours. The league does not expect the change to affect the number of plays run in each game. Now, just to put this into perspective, the average NFL game lasts just over 3 hours, and they are trying to get it just under 3 hours.
Yeah, baseball talks about this a lot. This is what I love about, like, spring football leagues, like the USFL. Oh, yeah, we're going to change it because we can, because we don't have a history, so we're going to change it right, like, weekend to weekend. And the fundamental values of the league don't change, but what they're saying is as a television product, the ratings are more sustainable for 2 hours and 48 minutes than 3 hours and 20.
Yes.
So we're going to speed the game up. Now, I've said this about I love college football. College football games now, Ryan, am I the only one? You'll get 4-hour college football games. I love the sport. Don't make me sit on the couch on a Saturday. My wife's like, it's your day off. What are we doing? Like, one of the reasons I've always supported soccer, MLS or international, it's 90 minutes.
Running clock.
Starts at 4, I can go to dinner at 6.
You know exactly when it's done.
So this is why these leagues are great.
Yes.
Because they can experiment and they can give other bigger leagues, like, hey, this is what we're doing. The NFL has taken multiple ideas through the years from other leagues. And I think as a commissioner, that's savvy. That's smart.
It's so smart. And you can watch the first one today. We got the Philadelphia Stars versus Michigan Panthers today on FS1. You got the New Jersey Generals and Pittsburgh Maulers on Saturday. Tampa Bay Bandits and Birmingham Stallions Saturday on Fox. And Houston Gamblers and New Orleans Breakers on Sunday.
Good stuff. Alex with the news.
Can I go with Andy now?
23 years as an NFL coach, 9 years in Kansas City, not shocking they've made the playoffs. 9 years out of 9, 6 division titles. Andy Reid of the Chiefs is joining us now live. You know, Andy, I don't know if you heard, but Russell Wilson plays for the Broncos. And what happened to your division in the offseason, Andy?
Well, I knew it was either the Broncos or SC.
Well,
listen.
Well, yeah, he's great.
He's pretty good. Yeah, good one.
So I want to talk about, I supported, I said, listen, when Tyreek Hill left, I said, I get it. Like, I understand it. And I said, Andy, and I don't know if this is true, but we've seen a stock market bubble. We've seen housing bubbles. We've seen tech bubbles. And I said, are we in a little bit of a wide receiver bubble where the numbers are just going sideways fast? You value the wide receiver, obviously. But when you look at some of these numbers, Andy, do you think to yourself, good Lord, this is out of control?
Yeah, well, you're trying to keep a team together, Colin. I mean, you know how that goes. And if you've got a number of good players, then you've got to be able to budget this cap that we've got. And you can't keep, you just can't keep everyone that you'd like to keep. So that was the case with Tyreek. I mean, he's a heck of a football player and a great career here. He's going to have a great career in with the Dolphins, but you know, you've got to keep a team together. I mean, this is one of the last true team sports that we got going, and it's important that we can keep as many good guys as we can.
One of the great things about Mahomes, to me, Patrick, is coachable, and you can coach him hard. His dad was a pro athlete. He's very realistic. He understands. That's a big benefit, I think. Dad's a pro athlete for the Manning brothers. You know, they know. They've seen hard coaching. What are you going to do now? Patrick's at the, you know, he's at the top of the food chain here. What are little things, tweaks, that Patrick can get better when you watch film?
Yeah, well, listen, playing quarterback is like being a farmer. The work's never done. And so we keep adding things in there for him to do as far as plays go, his technique. He's continuously working on technique, whether it's his feet, drop, throwing motion, reads down the field, all those things. He stays on top of that. And the one great thing about him is he wants you to coach him, like you're saying. He wants you to coach him. He wants you to coach him hard. He wants detail. He wants to be the best in the business that he can be. And for young guys, they say, well, Patrick's great. They don't understand how much work actually goes into that. And young guys, keep working, man. Keep working. It takes time.
You know, when you lose, and by the way, I like Tyreek Hill. I think he tilts the field. I don't think there's a lot of guys out there like him. And my guess was, you know, Kansas City may be a little more power-based this year. They're not going to get maybe as many free over-the-top Tyreek plays, 30-plus plays. You're not going to get those. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you go look at a Sean McVay, his offense is very much power-based. He likes a run game. Kyle Shanahan likes a run game. Should I expect the Chiefs this year, Andy, to be a little more physical? I mean, how does the offense now, how do you tweak it without Tyreek's, like, Olympic-level speed?
Yeah, well, teams were kind of taking that part and negating that anyways, just with the deep coverages that we were playing. So we were able to do some things underneath with Tyreek and the other guys. Kelce, obviously, is a pretty good player, too, and Mecole Hardman. So we've got these guys coming back that can do that. We added Scantling and Juju in there, and both those two are seasoned veteran players that are very productive. I mean, before Juju got hurt, I mean, you're talking about 1,400 yards a year with that guy.
Right.
So you just do it with a little different flavor. What we try to do, Colin, and we try to take the player's strengths and exploit them, and then whatever weaknesses they have, we try to teach them and coach them, and so to turn those into strengths. And So that's what we'll do. It's going to be a little different, but it'll be different with the personalities of the kids that we have now, and they'll write their own little story to this thing.
You know, your coaching tree is Sean McDermott, John Harbaugh, Doug Peterson. It's substantial. A lot of guys have worked. And you're a humble guy, but there is something. It's not a coincidence, right? Like, and I've always said you're like the really giving teacher. Is that you coach hard on your coaches, you coach hard on your players, but people can take. And this does not work. Phil Jackson's coaching tree. It's not legendary. What do you think is? What do you do that people can siphon off it, leave you, and succeed? Because it just keeps growing and getting bigger and getting bigger.
Yeah, well, I think Bill Walsh and Paul Brown started the whole thing. I'm just kind of following in their footsteps and a product of their buddy. They said that we're here to be teachers, and that's what we do. So we're going to teach you. And then for the guys that have ambition to move on like you would do, people that have ambition that want to be better, you're willing to give even a little bit more too. And so I've been fortunate to have those kind of people around me, and I'm willing to share. Now, listen, I want to beat the dog out of them when they go to another team, but I still, it's something that when they're in-house here, I'm going to share things with them. And same way with the players that love to play the game. As a coach, you go, hey, listen, I'm going to give you 120% instead of that 110%. Because you want it and you want to be great.
I defended Ryan Tannehill this week. I said, come on now, he's 34. He's fighting for his life, home playoff loss. I don't think it's a quarterback's job to develop his replacement. When you say that, everybody goes, boy, what a selfish guy. You had a very unique situation where Alex Smith was literally the perfect mentor for Mahomes. That said, he's a pro athlete. He's a proud guy. Was it a tough situation for you? You knew Mahomes was special, but you want to be respectful of Alex. You know, he's a very capable guy, and he's got great pride. Was it ever tough in that relationship?
No, I told Alex, man, go out and have the greatest year you've ever had, and you don't have to teach Pat. That's not, we're here to do that as coaches. You're out there to go produce and win games and do the best you possibly can for your team. And so that's the way we approached it with him. Now, Alex, by nature, though, was the greatest thing that ever happened to Pat Mahomes. And some people, I mean, there are different ways to do this thing, whether you play the player right now or sit him behind a veteran player. Alex was perfect for that. Alex did let Patrick into his world without being forced on it or anything. And he let Patrick in his world. Patrick handled it the right way and didn't step in the way of of Alex and what he needed to produce and had respect for him. So it worked out perfect. I didn't have to say a whole lot other than you go play and go win games for it. Let's go win a championship and do the best you possibly can do at the quarterback position.
Finally, you in the offseason, you are the great play designer. And you're the one guy that's given Belichick trouble his whole career. And he's one of the smartest defensive guys, smartest defensive guy probably ever in the league. And so you sit around and you draw plays and you figure stuff out. So what is your, do you go to YouTube? Do you go to old playbooks? Like when you, what is the high you get when you design something clever and you're like, this is unbelievable. I'm going to fool everybody. I mean, what's that process like?
Yeah. So listen, if you give me a play call and I'm going to run that something, like if it's any good, it's going in. I'll take plays from anywhere. I've got guys on staff here, the Joe Blamires and David Girardi, these guys go out and they hunt this stuff up and they do a great job with it. Corey Matei, these are young guys that just get on that computer and they search and search and search and they love doing this stuff. And then they bring it to me and I've got 51% of the vote on it. Listen, if it's good, we're going with it. And then the players, they know how we roll here. And so I tell them they have a laboratory on the field. Go experiment during special teams and that when you're not in. So the quarterbacks, some of the running backs, tight ends, they get over there, whatever receivers are on the field, they get over there and they start creating things. And, let your mind go. Expand. Who said we can't do something, right? I mean, who put the rules down on this thing? So let's try to expand and enjoy the game and all have a piece of it. And I think with that, everybody plays a little bit better. They're more vested in the team.
Hey, Andy, I'm going to Italy tonight with my wife, and I've never been there before. Are you a world traveler? Have you been to Italy?
You know what? I'm right behind you. I'll be heading over there mid-June. So,
I'm not.
But I do like to eat, and they like to cook. And that can be a good combination.
You were right in line with you. I didn't eat the last two nights for dinner. I said, I'm going to be eating for 7 days nonstop. You look great. Good luck against your division. It's tough, and can't wait to watch Sky Moore and McDuffie and all your draft picks. Congrats.
All right, Colin. Appreciate you.
All right. Take care. How about that?
We're all going to Italy.
Well, at least I'm excited.
You're going? I might be there the same time Andy's there.
Well, I promised my wife. I said, listen, I tend to, you know, I get into this. I got a bunch of stuff going on, and this show's in my head a lot because I got time to fill.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, the show's over. Shutting it down.
So do we got 10 more minutes?
Yeah, shutting it down.
You
I'm going to be driving home, listening to some Tom Petty, getting into music. I'm going to go listen to Sinatra, anything that's, you know, anything puts me in a different vibe, I'll be ready to go.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches, we talk to players, we tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good to have you back.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Alex and Joy will be doing the show next week, all week, so enjoy that. We talked about this sort of ad nauseum about how, you know, the Lakers are a gigantic brand, but they feel like the Yankees in the 80s, where when the Yankees in the 80s were playing to an empty Yankee stadium, they had Don Mattingly and not much else. They were poorly run. And even big brands, Alabama football, you know, you've seen USC football, big brands dip. They almost always come back. They get the right coach, the right star. But the Lakers right now, and you can talk about the bubble, but the last 9 years they have seven losing seasons. And this roster's a mess. It's archaic. It's Jurassic. It's an antique store. So it's and I don't know what they're going to do to get out of it. David Falk, who was Michael Jordan's agent for 30-plus years, represented over 100 players, was the first agent to get a player. I think it was Juwan Howard, a $100-plus million deal. Those are more commonplace today. But he at one point sort of ran the league along with David Stern and Michael Jordan. He was called a super agent, which really wasn't a term before he existed. And, you know, he talked about LeBron and Clutch Sports and the power of it and why it's not necessarily a great thing to have all that power.
LeBron is a very special player. There's no one in the NBA who doesn't think LeBron is running the team, that he's overseeing the player acquisitions, he's overseeing trades, and to a large extent, he's even involved in the negotiations for some of the players. And I don't think LeBron's helping himself, truthfully, in doing that, because he's at the tail end of his career. He wants to win a few more rings to get in the conversation about who's the GOAT. I don't think you get in the conversation until you win at least six.
Yeah. You know, you have to be careful about seeking power, because with power comes obviously incredible responsibility. And, you know, I've watched this happen time and time again in the NFL, where a coach gets so powerful, maybe the owner, like in Seattle's case, the owner passes away. They hand it to another family member, and the coach who's popular, Pete Carroll, has a little bit more power. Then, you know, the power dynamic is a little lopsided. Although I did think this Seahawk draft was special, and John Snyder kind of, it felt like, took control of what he wanted to do. I think Bill Belichick's a genius, but he's had way too much power, and the drafts have been, this year's draft was weird. Six or seven of the last Patriots drafts have been just poor drafts. They're just not finding any good players. And you can tell Belichick has power because he's drafting kind of quirky players who will fit his system. And Andy Reid, meanwhile, who was just on our show, doesn't want that. He's got his GM, you make the picks. And so I think Aaron Rodgers is a cautionary tale. I want Randall Cobb. All right, well, Randall's now like a four, and he's old and can't give you 16, 17 games. So I've always said it's not a knock on the players, but there are certain responsibilities I don't want. I don't want the responsibility to hire everybody before and after me on this network. Now, I have my own company, The Volume, which in that instance, I hire other people to make some calls and run the business side. I want more influence there because my, you know, that's the one I own. But I think a lot of times, and you get this in a lot of different, you get it in Hollywood, you get it in sports, you maybe get it in law firms where somebody has great power and great talent and suddenly they get more power. But all of us are generally, it's hard to be great at one thing. It's almost impossible to be great at two. And so to be a great player, and yeah, I draft as well as Pat Riley. It just doesn't happen. It's just really hard. That's why sometimes just go be great at what you're great at. Let everybody else be great at what they're great at. And that's in itself. Sometimes you got to manage yourself. You got to be able to manage the ego and the vanity and let other people do their thing. Alex will be back Monday with Joy Taylor. Congrats to Joy, honorary doctorate from Barry University in Miami. I'm off for a great adventure.
Ciao.
I'll see you in a week or two. It's the Herd.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dacovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dacovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dacovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dacovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dacovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.